Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We got a great show lined up for you this hour. First up, we got our good friend Janet Christie here. Janet's here. That's right. She's the president and the founder of Leverage and Development. She's the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses and Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. She's our good friend Janet Christie. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Okay, so you've got some resolutions for us, 2013 resolutions that you, this is your seventh annual edition of resolutions. Should we call it something else? I mean, are people turned off by the word resolutions?
Probably, because most of us start something and don't finish it, don't accomplish it, and we think of that when we think of resolutions. So if you've got another word, I'm open.
Well, how about things that you absolutely need to do in 2013? I don't know, but these are. How about this? If you want to survive, do these things.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
If you want to make it to 2014, do these things. All right. What's the first one?
The first one is follow the money, and the money I'm talking about is your customer or client's money. Because mm-hmm. you need to know where they are spending their money in order to get some of it. So you've got to know. And this is, you know, we talk about this almost every time I'm on, about doing research about your customers.
Right.
But, or your prospects. But this is important. You need to know where they're spending their money, and you won't know that unless you do research. And that will be on what things they have to spend it on, because there's a government regulation or some other thing that forces them to spend it. What the trends are in that particular industry or area of business. So you've got to look at those things and know where they're spending their money so that you get in the position to catch some of it.
You also, there's so many things you can learn from that, aren't there? Because you can learn what their pain is.
Yes.
You can learn what they're excited about. You can learn, you can find out, if you not only find out where they're spending their money, but why they're spending their money, you can find out, you know, the pain, the opportunity, what they're excited about. You can also find out who their customers are, can't you? And
yes.
And to me, Janet, one of the things I say all the time is, if you want to become a vendor that can't be run off, they won't run off, help them help their customers. Help your customers help their customers. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. And as a matter of fact, resolution number 8 is one that I've carried over from several other years, and it's understand that what you sell or provide is not what is important. What is important is, like you said, the pain that you can alleviate or relieve, the revenue you can bring to them, the way you can make them look good to their customers. What is important to them? What you sell is not what is important. It's what it does for them.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's the reason why when you call on someone, you know, you don't need to be talking about what you sell. You need to be talking about what's on their mind, because that's what they want to talk about. They don't want, unless they've called you in and said, come sell me your stuff, and boy, I'm waiting for that phone call, Janet. unless they do that, you know, if you're calling on them, they've got something on their mind. It's probably not exactly what you've got on your mind. And if you want to stay in the meeting very long, you got to talk about what's on their mind first, don't you?
But how many small businesses do you know that really focus that way?
Well, too many don't. And that's because they don't have the training. The gold, you know, here's another way to say what you said, follow the money. Another way to think about that is, the gold that you seek is not going to come out of your mouth. It's going to come out of your customer's mouth.
Yes. That is a good way to say it.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
We'll skip down to number three, and it is ask. Just plain and simple, ask. Too often, small businesses...
Ask, all right, what are we asking for?
Whatever, the sale, the contract, the opportunity. But so often, small business people will lay out the story, you know, do their elevator speech or lay out the story of what their product is. And often I see small businesses focus on the history, how their business was started or how the product was developed. So, again, they're laying out the story when it would be much better if they then closed with the question. But they lay out the story and then wait for them. Even with banks, I've seen that happen. If they go to ask for a loan, they'll lay out the story, but they don't really get to the close.
Have you ever gone to buy something and you actually knew going in you were going to buy it, and the person waiting on you never asked for the sale, even though you were giving them all kinds of buying signals?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is, and maybe it's political correctness gone awry or something, but I think people are uncomfortable asking for the sale or asking for the loan or even a promotion sometimes for people, whatever. I think they're afraid to ask.
One of the things that in my career I've asked for a lot of things that I didn't think I could get, and I got them, and I've had people say, "Wow, how did you get them to do a 2-year contract?" Or, "How did you get their business?" And I said, "I asked them."
Right, and I think we're sometimes a little afraid to ask because the answer might be no, but wouldn't it be better to go ahead and get the no and move on?
You don't really know where you are until somebody says no.
Correct.
I look forward to the first no, because that tells me where our point of reference is, right? That usually tells me where I need to go after this.
And like you said, it might end up being a yes instead.
Right. That's exactly right. No question about it. This is, folks, try it. You know, if you're not getting enough business, if your salespeople are bringing enough business in, they probably, and there's another thing too. Sometimes people don't know how to ask. And this is where training comes in, Janet.
Yeah.
Especially salespeople. If they haven't been trained how to close, then they're probably going to be uncomfortable asking for the sale. And maybe that's the reason I have never had any problems with that, because I actually was trained. Get through some training, folks. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Janet Christie after these messages. More of these things that you need to do this year if you want to be successful. Right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.